I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. Doctors call it the doorknob conversation, and typically it goes like this. At the end of a fairly routine physical exam or conversation for some sham problem, the patient, a guy, and it's always a guy, reaches for the doorknob to leave and says, Doc, how about a prescription for those magic blue pills? You know, Viagra. I'd like to try that. Our next guest, who's sitting 3,000 miles away in Boston, is rolling his eyes knowingly. Oh, yes, I know he is. And he is Dr. Abraham Morgenteller, MD, Associate Clinical Professor of Urology at Harvard Medical School, and the founder of Men's Health Boston, a treatment center for male sexual and reproductive disorders. Dr. Morgenteller, welcome to Body Language.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Does that doorknob story ring a bell?
Yeah, so that's one of the most common stories that we hear. And, you know, what's really telling about it is that guys care obviously a lot about sex and their ability to have sex properly. But it's still, even after all these years, after Viagra's out on the ads on television and all the other pills, and we see all this sexual imagery everywhere, it's still something that is very shameful to men.
Huh.
And the reason that we have the conversation, the doorknob conversation, as you put it, is that it's hard for guys to bring it up.
Well, no pun intended, but you are the founder of Men's Health Boston, as I mentioned, a treatment center for male sexual and reproductive disorders. You are also the author of an extraordinary book which addresses, well, many of the issues that we're here to talk about. It's entitled, provocatively entitled, Why Men Fake It, The Totally Unexpected Truth About Men and Sex. And there's a laurel wreath on the cover, as in, to the victor. Do many men view sexual performance as some sort of victory?
Well, it's interesting that you take it that way. You know, so the reason I wrote this book is that I think that there is a whole secret world there about the truth about men that most people don't know, and they don't think about it in the right way. We have this idea about men that is really almost stuck in time from 30, 40 years ago, hasn't changed, and men have bought into it too, but it's almost totally false. And the idea is, number one, that men are consumed with sex. That may be partly true, but that they're also selfish in relationships, selfish sexually, uncaring or unthoughtful about the woman, and really consumed only with their own satisfaction. And what I hear in the office behind closed doors for 25 years over and over
is
and over again,
a whole different story.
It's a different story, namely that guys care deeply about being able to be a good, what I call, sexual provider to their partner.
Ah.
The idea that a guy, it's all about his own satisfaction, is nuts. Let me tell you, I saw a patient earlier today, a guy who's in his mid-50s, who's got a problem with erections, and he's single, he's divorced, actually. And
now, what defines this problem with erections? The inability to either have or sustain?
Right, so erectile dysfunction by itself means you either can't get hard or you can't stay hard long enough to, you know, for satisfaction, and that's kind of determined by the person themselves, but something that's wrong. But what this guy says, what I'm interested in really is the mind of man. I've been treating the body forever, but I'm also interested in the psychology of men and what their mind is like.
Let's talk about the discussion that you had with this gentleman who had erectile problems.
So what he says that was fascinating, so he's dating somebody, and I've seen this guy for years, and this was the most, very funny guy, this was the most depressed I've ever seen him. And what he says is, he's on daily Cialis, so he takes it every day.
Oh, the little pills.
He takes also additional medication, Viagra, before he tries to have sex. And he said, I asked him, well, are you able to come to have an orgasm? He says, yeah, I can do that. But if you can't satisfy the woman, what good is it? Embarrassing.
So it's not just
to the point.
The erectile issue.
Well, for him it is the erectile issue, because for him, in his mind, and for the mind of many men, a hard penis is a necessary structure in order to be manly enough to actually provide satisfaction to the woman. Now, there are a lot of women who are probably listening to your show and saying, no, there are other ways that guys can be good to me in bed. But the firmness of the erection in a man's mind is really paramount. But the point of it really is the mind is what we hear about the mind from that story from this guy just today. So he's able to have his own satisfaction with an orgasm, but he feels badly because he feels like he didn't do a good job for her.
And before we get into the rest of the story, let me reintroduce you. We're speaking with Dr. Abraham Morgenteller, MD, who is the founder of Men's Health Boston, the treatment center for male sexual and reproductive disorders. He is also the author of the absolutely fascinating book that you got to go out and buy this one, Why Men Fake It, The Totally Unexpected Truth About Men and Sex. So how would you seek to resolve the other side of the issue?
Well, you know, it's a conversation that we couldn't have had 30 years ago or 25 years ago, because once upon a time, not that long ago, before women became liberated, if you will, women really were taught that they weren't supposed to enjoy sex, and now, of course, they do. They're in touch with their bodies, and women have as strong a sex drive in general as men do.
In fact, in your book, Why Men Fake It, you say that a landmark event occurred in the 1970s with the publication of Our Bodies Ourselves, a book with graphic illustrations that could be found on almost every woman's college bookshelf.
Right. So, you know, women have come a long way, and men in many ways are still stuck with old ideas. But what's interesting now is that some things have changed. Because in the past, if a man, and when I started my practice, we saw this, where the men were interested in sex and their partners weren't, or they weren't comfortable with it, and there were issues that came from it. Now here's a guy who's in his 50s, and what he's concerned about is that no woman will be interested in having a relationship with him if he isn't able to perform sexually. It's fascinating.
Tell me about how the title of the book came about.
Right. So, about 5-6 years ago, a guy walks into my office. He's in his mid-20s and with a problem that I had never dealt with in my life. This was a man who was completely healthy, but he had difficulty having an orgasm with intercourse.
So he faked an orgasm.
So the story's a good one. I'm going to share it with you.
So he
could make himself come. But it never happened with his girlfriends, and he never saw it as a problem. In fact, he felt like he was a big stud because he could keep going like the Energizer Bunny. And so the women that he was dating were happy. And then what happened was one day he falls in love. And the woman that he now has feelings for wants very much to be able to get him to climax, and she can't. And he starts feeling that she's worried that she's taking a hit to her own feminine charms and skills. And in order to make her not feel badly, he starts to fake his orgasms during sex. So that he tells me the story, and that was like a big wow. I'd never heard of that before. I had my own curiosity about just the practical aspect of it. Like, how do you actually fake it and hide the evidence?
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make this really tantalizing and suggest that our listeners can buy the book, Why Men Fake It, The Totally Unexpected Truth About Men and Sex, by Dr. Abraham Morgenteller, MD, who is the founder of Men's Health Boston. Oh, I know people are screaming out there to hear the rest of the story. I would suggest, folks, that you buy the book.